Why did Congress pass the Sarbanes-Oxley Act?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
After companies like Enron collapsed, Congress passed the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Under it, a business has to certify and declare the integrity of its finances. When Peter gave his first sermon, found in Acts chapter 2, he declared the integrity of Jesus as the Messiah. He said, "People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross. But God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for death could not keep him in its grip." King David said this about him, "I see that the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad, and my tongue shouts his praises. My body rests in hope, for you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave." In his message, Peter stated that Jesus' life, ministry, death, and resurrection all fulfill ancient prophecies of what the Messiah would do. He said, "We apostles were eyewitnesses of all these events, and the Holy Spirit's arrival and actions were further proof of Jesus' identity." Peter's message convinced thousands to accept Jesus as authentic. That same message still convinces people to accept Jesus Christ as God's Savior for humanity.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.